60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, Christmas is the time for celebration, for love, and for family.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Most importantly, it's the time for sexy office scandals.
What?
Is
probably something happening in our office that I don't know about?
The biggest cause of sexy office scandals is sexy office mistletoe.
Oh,
God. Yeah. I don't think offices still have mistletoe hanging
up. Is that allowed by HR?
We don't have any in here. I've been looking around
for it. Yeah. I mean, I think that was happening when women could only be secretaries, but we've moved on.
It gives people the opportunity to kiss somebody that they're not necessarily supposed to kiss.
Yeah.
Just ask our office janitor, Benji. We don't even need the mistletoe. Anyway. Mistletoe is pretty much a binding legal contract. If someone holds mistletoe over your head, you're obligated to suck face with them. And if you don't kiss them, you could go to Christmas jail.
Oh, what's Christmas jail?
Who's giving you this information?
That's what I've heard.
Is it like candy cane bars for the prison?
No.
I don't know. I don't want to go there, though.
Yeah, me neither.
But what if you're in a relationship? Mistletoe could lead to all sorts of problems. Well, a new survey asked people if kissing a person other than your romantic partner under the mistletoe is considered cheating.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, when you start a sentence with kissing a person that is not your romantic partner, the answer is always going to be yes.
I would tend to say yes. And 47% of people from the survey said they would consider it cheating. 38% said they don't consider it cheating. And 15% aren't sure.
Yeah. So you could just straight up make out with somebody as long as under mistletoe?
Yeah. Yeah. And some people are cool with that.
Whoa.
Just carry mistletoe around with you everywhere. Sorry. There's mistletoe at the bar last night, babe. Interesting note, women were much more forgiving of mistletoe kisses than men were.
What?
And older people tend to be much cooler with their significant other kissing people under the mistletoe.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
It's because they're not kissing anyway.
Yeah, they're like, go ahead.
Yeah, at least they're getting some kind of action. Jeez.
I feel like the mistletoe would only be happening for old people. I have not seen mistletoe anywhere.
Me neither.
Neither.
A long time.
Let's bring it back. Text in 78592. Do you think it's cheating to tongue somebody under the mistletoe?
Yes.
All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shot caller last. And who'd you get?
Oh, my God.
You got your own name again?
Like, is there other names in this thing? Or is it just, okay.
I hope not.
I got myself.
All right. Grabbing the shot caller while she puts that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shot caller question of the day.
Forbes just came out with their annual list of the top earning musicians for the past year. And of course, it included names like Taylor Swift, Kanye West, and Beyonce. But out of the top 10 earners, only two of them were bands. One of those was Metallica, who made $69 million in 2019.
Ow!
Are you looking at the right year?
In 2019.
Weird.
You have to name the other band that made the top 10, bringing in $100 million this past year. I'll let you know now, it's not a K-pop band.
Okay?
Oh, dang it, I was for sure going BTS.
Yeah. Well, with that hint, Jeff, that doesn't help anybody at all.
Let me guess, AC/DC?
Yeah.
Like, is that, maybe it was Fleetwood Mac.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of.
What bands are even out right
NSYNC
now? There's not very many. Oh, wait, Jonas Brothers.
Ooh,
that's my first thought.
They just got back together.
Do they consider, I mean, is that considered a band
when
it's just three singers?
Do they play instruments?
Yep, I don't even know. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. You know Nick, Joe, and the other one.
I mean, I'm very happy. They've had a great year for themselves.
They
personally,
really
professionally, good job, Jonas Brothers.
You know who I saw was on tour this year again? And I'm only saying this because Metallica is appropriate as an answer. Fallout Boy.
Oh, yeah.
They have a new song.
They've been doing stuff again.
Yeah, and so they're re-promoting. I saw them.
Yeah, but that's not going to be like.
I highly doubt it's Fall Out Boy.
I totally got it. Oh, my gosh. I got the answer because I went to this concert.
Do not say Rolling Stones.
It is Rolling Stones.
You went to that concert and you came back with more Rolling Stones memorabilia here than I've ever seen anyone
all merched
wear.
Up.
I did get a lot of merch because I've never been to a Rolling Stones
concert. I was like, man, did you have fun at the show? He's got a hat, a jacket, a shirt.
My mom bought it all for me.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Forbes just came out with their annual list of the top earning musicians for the past year. Out of the top 10, only two of them were bands. One of those was Metallica. You have to name the other one that made $100 million in 2019. And hint, this band has been around for a very, very long time.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be some old band.
I don't think that you're wrong. The reason, the thing, I believe you, is it because when they come to town, they sell out the biggest arena in town.
Yeah,
like, they're not messing around with a couple thousand people.
Yeah, they don't even mess with arenas anymore. I think it's all football stadiums and stuff.
Although Backstreet Boys is probably still on tour, too.
The only thing is they did postpone their tour, so they missed, like, half the year. I had to wait, like, 6 months.
I'm going Rolling Stones.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Come on, Mick Jagger.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. For real.
Jeffrey.
Okay.
You probably got it right. Yeah.
Yep.
Forbes just came out with the highest earning musicians of 2019, and out of the top 10, only two of them were bands. I told you Metallica, and you had to name the other one. You're guessing the Rolling Stones. Turns out the other band that made the top 10 is a very famous rock band that's been around since the 1960s. They still feature two of their original band members, and their most recent world tour has grossed $3.5 million per stop.
Whoa.
That's why the number four highest earning musicians of the year were the Eagles.
Oh, I went to that concert too!
Why
did
you go to all the old concerts?
Yeah. People, okay?
See, I guess.
No, they're legends. Come on.
They are. It's an amazing show to see.
Gotta see them once.
Oh, yeah, you're going to all, like...
Yeah. I just noticed that. Yeah, I really... Yeah. I don't care if they...
Damn it, Jose.
Hey, they're all done really early, at least.
Or you got it wrong, and somebody went to your Hotel California.
Class by that. The Eagles.
The Eagles. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, excuse me, that was my computer. Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely face.
Such a
plenty of room at the Hotel California.
Touching your neck.
Any time of year.
Any time of year.
You can find it here.
All right.
Beautiful.
Phone taps coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.